Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Walking on my own, down the only road that's going down to the country churches open on Sunday.
Was it time of coming and going? A time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter.
Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Blue sky with white clouds rolling in.
picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dave Davies, he kinda helped me go crazy. Well, I was just a little kid, but I was feeling what he did when he took his razor to his amplifier speaker and he got that sound, the silver tone. Everything that you see and hear, can you? Neptune and Titan, the stars can frighten. At first nothing is, then nothing transforms itself. And your guitar is not a guitar, yeah. Thank you.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Yours and mine. Oh, baby, I like your style. So won't you tell me that you've been my child? It'll only take a little while. Now, I might not look like much, but you look good enough for the both of us. Our kids would represent a compromise. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half. And if it's yours and mine, I admit it, baby, I ain't denying. Might look a little bit like Frankenstein, but baby, don't you know that true love is blind? Cause you don't even have to look. You could be reading a book, and I could sneak up on you from behind. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent. Halfway decent if it's yours and mine. Post-pubescent, so won't you tell me that you're acquiescing? You know that we could have a love so fine. Baby, you know you can tell. Tell me to go straight to hell. But we can make it if the stars align. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half.
for show tonight.
Dennis O'Bell. Now, Ringo, let's hear it for Dennis. ba 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 ba. Look up the number. If you know my name. That's right, look up the number. Oh, you know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Look up the number. You know my name. Look up the number. You know my name, baby. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
Go on, Dennis. Let's hear it for Dennis Opel.
Was a father,